The desert lifestyle is a unique one, especially the climate that envelops the area. That leads to plants and flowers that most people from across the country and around the world have never experienced before. That, in turn, has helped the Desert Botanical Gardens in Phoenix become a popular destination for tourists and locals. Later this week, the DBG marks its 75th anniversary with a luncheon celebration. Its executive director, Ken Schutz, joins me. Ken, what was the original mission of the DBG, and has it evolved at all?
The garden started in the 1930s. It took a couple of years to really get things going, and our official dedication was on February 12th of 1939. And it's amazing, really, compared to other gardens, that our mission is exactly the same today as it was then: conservation, education, research, and exhibition of desert plants, and especially the Sonoran Desert. What made us unique way back then was the focus on conservation. There weren't many people in Phoenix. There were only 50,000 or so, but even then, there were mostly folks who had moved here from the East and the Midwest, and they wanted to bring their plants, especially the ornamentals, with them, and they didn't really like desert plants. So our founders loved desert plants, and one of their slogans, their mottos in founding the garden, was not to destroy but to glorify. So, and that meant desert plants. So we started as a conservation garden, as a corner of Papago Park where not only desert plants but desert habitats could be preserved. And that continues today to be one of the four pillars of our mission.
And Ken, how important has that location been? It just seems like even today, such an ideal spot.
Yeah, it's an incredible community asset. What many people don't realize is that in the 1930s, Papago Park was way out there. There's just a dirt road from downtown Phoenix. And the site was selected because the land was available from the state and because it's so absolutely beautiful. The buttes of Papago Park provide the perfect backdrop for the garden and the zoo and as a recreation spot. So it, ever since the garden started, being in Papago Park has been special and part of the experience of what people really appreciate the garden beyond the plants is the natural setting and the beauty of the landscape.
How has the DBG's attendance, its reputation, been affected by having the Dale Chihuly exhibits or teaming up with Ballet Arizona for Topia, for example?
Dale Chihuly is an amazing artist, one of the few artists that I know of who is popular and successful financially in his own lifetime. And every garden in the country would love to have a Dale Chihuly exhibit because of the impact on attendance. It's just so incredible. We're going to see a doubling of our attendance this year from about 450,000 to nearly 900,000 folks. And that exposure of both local residents and tourists to the Sonoran Desert, to the garden, to our collection, to the mission is so critical. So some people come to see the glass and then come back again because they fell in love with the plants when they were here for the first time. And we've found that there's a lasting effect. We call it the Chihuly bump. So once Chihuly has been here, there's a lasting effect in terms of membership and attendance and even number of hits, we call them, that we get in the media. It helps put the garden, the Desert Botanical Garden, on the map and then keep it there. Topia also, it was theater style, so there were only 400 to 500 people per night that could visit. So the absolute numbers were much smaller, but it was such a glorious production. The creative genius of Ebe Anderson programming an outdoor ballet at the garden just maximized both the beauty of the dancers and the beauty of the environment in a way that I'm not aware of it has been done anywhere else in the world. So just the lasting impression for both organizations of what can be done with dance and how nature can be viewed through different eyes is a legacy that people still ask me about when I meet them for the first time. Oh, that Topia, will you bring that back? So it's had a very profound impact.
I'd like to ask you as well about the more general evolution. You've been in the Valley for more than a decade. People think about places like Desert Botanical Gardens. I'll even throw in something like the Phoenix Art Museum. The evolution that we've seen in the cultural choices here and the quality of the cultural choices. What have you seen?
Well, I think the arts and culture sector is really strengthening throughout the valley, and certainly the garden and our colleagues in the arts and culture sector, the Phoenix Art Museum, the ballet, the zoo, and many others, and the appearance in recent years of MIM, all of that has made Phoenix more of an arts and culture destination. So all of us are, when any one of us does well, all of us are stronger. And as more folks come, there's a snowball effect. I think each time we do well and bring new visitors or repeat visitors to one institution, to the sector, it has almost that viral effect that next year you can expect more to come. And I think we're ready to crash through and be recognized as a sector, arts and culture in its broadest definition, as a major spot, especially in the West, but in the nation as well.
Ken, everyone wants to know what the next Dale Chihuly exhibit's going to be, or who the next Dale Chihuly is. Can you give us some enlightenment on that?
Every garden director in the country is looking for the next Chihuly. And there are a couple of rising artists, I can't say their names yet, but that are beginning to be discovered by the garden world. And we hope to have a new light artist who will display his work in the evenings in the fall of 2015 and the spring of 2016. But right now we're still in negotiation, so it's not a done deal.
Ken Schutz, he's executive director of the Desert Botanical Gardens, which on Thursday will officially mark its 75th anniversary.